بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أنه قال: رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مقعيا يأكل تمرا، وفي رواية يأكل منه أكلا ذريعا، رواه مسلم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أنه قال: نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يقرن الرجل بين التمرتين حتى يستأذن أصحابه، متفق عليه. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا يجوع أهل بيت عندهم التمر. وفي رواية قال: يا عائشة، بيت لا تمر فيه جياع أهله، قالها مرتين أو ثلاثا، رواه مسلم. وعن سعد رضي الله عنه أنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: من تصبح بسبع تمرات عجوة لم يضره ذلك اليوم سم ولا سحر. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن في عجوة العالية شفاء، وإنها ترياق أول البكرة، رواه مسلم، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله. We are reading a hadith from كتاب الأطعمة. These are very simple things, but there is so much wisdom. الله أكبر. عجيب. Anas radiallahu anhu, he says, I have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting with iqa'a while eating tamr. Iqa'a is to raise your knees and sit on the bottom like this. So he saw him eating dates. And you know, he was just eating quickly to leave, to make a move. Although it is not wajib to sit in this manner, but it is beneficial because it will put pressure on your stomach. Your stomach actually gets squeezed. So if you sit in that manner and eat, how much can you eat? We are going to eat very less by sitting in that manner because our stomach is squeezed. So we will eat very less, right? The whole industry, lose weight industry or get fit industry, is all about, it is multi-billion dollar industry. How can we make people eat less? And now there are even surgeries which people make to make the stomach smaller. There are surgeries which people do. And I know some people, they have done those surgeries. I don't know whether we should do that or not, but I know some people have done it. Right? Why? Because you can eat less. This is a simple method. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to sit in that manner. And if we sit in that manner, naturally we are forced to eat less. Because a person sitting in that position can only eat little bit and then he will say, Alhamdulillah, I'm done now, I'm going. يَأْكُلُ مِنْهُ أَكْلًا ذَرِيعًا. ذَرِيعًا يعني سَرِيعًا. ذَرِيعًا سَرِيعًا. سَرِيعًا يعني in a hurry, in a rush. Because by doing that, you will only eat to fulfill your need. There is a difference between eating for need and eating for desire. Subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is very much fair. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's system is very just. If we obey the system of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we are okay. If we break the system of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then we get into trouble. Allah gave us body. Okay. This body needs
food. Fine. Okay, if we eat for our need, we will not be in trouble. But if we eat for our desire, well, desire has no limits. Right? Desire has no limit. That's why the ulama, they used to talk about controlling the desire for food. Nowadays, because we don't do this and we don't talk about this. Because now we talk about eating all the time. So we don't talk about suppressing the desire for food. But if you read, for example, Ihya of Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayh, there is a chapter of ju', chapter of hunger. Chapter of hunger. There is hunger in the sense that there is no food. Obviously, that hunger is not desirable. God forbid, if there is poverty, and if there is so severe poverty that people don't have access to food, obviously that's not desirable. And that is mazmoom. In some hadith, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to make dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ju' فَإِنَّهُ بِيْسَ الضَّجِيعُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Ya Allah, I seek protection from you against hunger. Yani, God forbid there is drought, there is severe poverty, that we don't have anything to eat. That is not a normal situation, you know, anybody would like to find himself in. But there is hunger that is chosen. Like by choice you remain hungry. There is food available, alhamdulillah, but we go hungry by choice. For example, when we are fasting, we go hungry, but that is by choice. Right? Okay, even if there is food, we give food to the people. So when you give food to the people, well, you will remain hungry. That is by choice. Okay, you have food, but you ask people to share your food. Come. You know, come. We get worried if somebody comes. If somebody comes, my food will be less. Well, if the more people join, the more barakah you will have. There is barakah. We have already read the hadith. طَعَامُ الْوَاحِدِ يَكْفِ الْإِثْنَيْنِ وَطَعَامُ الْإِثْنَيْنِ يَكْفِ الْأَرْبَعَ. The food of one person is sufficient for two people, and the food for two people is sufficient for four people. Unfortunately, we have forgotten the meaning of barakah. In the past, we used to have big families, right? How many people used to earn money in the family? You'll have hardly one person earning money in the family, but that earning used to feed the whole family. And then they used to have guests all the time. The family is eating and the guests. Every day there is a guest. Every week there are guests. And some guests, they used to come and stay in the house. And when the guests used to come, you don't ask, when are you going? Why did you come? Right? People used to come and stay 1 week, 2 weeks. I have seen that. People used to even stay for a month. And nobody would ask any question. Why did you come? When are you leaving? And there used to be a lot of barakah. There is a secret, which unfortunately we don't realize. When we help others, Allah helps us. How Allah helps us, Allah does not have to tell us. Allah is going to help in His own way. But Allah certainly helps. مَنْ كَانَ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ كان الله في عونه. Whoever is in the help of his brother, Allah will be in his help, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will be busy in his help, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although nothing makes busy Allah Azza wa Jal, right? But Allah helps him. Like the way we get busy, we get engaged, Allah also helps, subhanahu wa ta'ala, without being engaged, without being busy. Sometimes, some people who are weak in the family, some people who are desperate in the family or in our community. When we help them, in fact, we get helped from Allah because of them. Like what happens, for example, say there is a widow in the family, somebody's husband died, right? We consider that person to be a burden for the whole family. Oh, her husband has died. How is she going to survive now? Who is going to look after her? Okay, let's collect some money. Give her $10, $15. What is she going to do with $10, $15? Is this how you help people? You help people the way you would like to be helped. God forbid, if we are in that situation, how would we like to get helped? So when a person is in need and we help them, in fact, Allah will help us because of them. And the moment we stop helping them, Allah will also stop. And this is the hadith. إِنَّمَا تُنصَرُونَ وَتُرْزَقُونَ بِضُعَفَائِكُمْ إِنَّمَا تُنصَرُونَ. Indeed, you are given victory. You are given help from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَتُرْزَقُونَ, and you are given risk from Allah Azza wa Jal. بِضُعَفَائِكُمْ, because of you are weak. Yani because of the people who are weak among you. Sometimes in the family you will have people who are disabled, handicapped. Sometimes you will have somebody who is very old, and everybody feels, well, you know, for how long we have to look after this person? Yeah? Because this person is not able to help himself. Now we have to help them physically. We have to do everything for them. And we also have to spend our money on them. For how long? Well, as long as you want to have help from Allah Azza wa Jal. You do that for how long you would like to have help from Allah Azza wa Jal? You want to have help from Allah for a day, for a week, for a year?
Forever.
So we also help them forever. إِنَّمَا تُنصَرُونَ وَتُرْزَقُونَ بِضُعَفَائِكُمْ. Indeed, you are helped and you are given risk because of the people who are weak among you. This is the rule. If somebody is an orphan, if somebody is a widow, if somebody, God forbid, you know, had an accident, and khalas, because of accident now, this person is unable to earn a living, unable to work, for example. You just leave them on the street. God forbid, somebody's, you know, father is killed. He became shaheed. And now you have the children of the shaheed. This is the responsibility of the family and also of the Muslim community to help them. And by helping them, we are not doing any favor to them. By helping them, we are doing favor to us. Because we will be given risk because of them. تُنصَرُونَ وَتُرْزَقُونَ بِضُعَفَائِكُمْ. Subhanallah, in each of these hadith and in every hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is so much we can go on and on. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited for a person to join between two dates until he seeks permission from his friends. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أن يقرن الرجل بين التمرتين حتى يستأذن أصحابه. You are sitting with your friends or with family. There are only few dates, right? You have several people and there are few dates. What if I eat two? You know, rather than eating one date, I am adding one more date. Each time I pick two. Well, I pick two. What about other people? What are they going to eat? And how are they going to feel? if I eat two. Well, eat one and say Alhamdulillah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prohibited this. This was in the early period of Islam when there was hunger. You know, Muslims were very much in difficult situation in the early period. There was not enough food, Sahaba were suffering, suffering continues, struggle continues. And this can also be applicable in any situation. Even now, for example, in a given situation when there is less food and you have so many people to share, it is not fair, and also it is not common sense that we pick two. Well, have little bit and let other people eat. Once everybody had, if there is a chance for one more, we'll have one more. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah, he says that this was in the early period of Islam. But then when Allah Azza wa Jal expanded the comfort of life to the Muslims, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he lifted this prohibition. Yani, if there is no need, there is no prohibition. If you have lots of dates, if you have a bucket of date, and you have 2-3 people eating together, well, have two, have three. Nobody is stopping you from that. كُنْتُ نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنِ الْقِرَانِ فِي التَّمْرِ وَاللَّهُ وَسَّعَ عَلَيْكُمْ كُنْتُ نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنِ الْقِرَانِ فِي التَّمْرِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وَسَّعَ عَلَيْكُمْ فَقَارِنُوا إِنْ شِئْتُمْ. Yani, I had prohibited you from combining the dates. And indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal has expanded upon you. Yani, Allah has given you now comfort of life. Okay, if you want to join the dates, if you want to eat two, in shi'tum, there is no problem as such. But as I mentioned, this applies to the situation. If a situation demands, then the prohibition will be there. And if the situation allows, then there is no prohibition as such. For example, sometimes you go to a party, right? You have variety of food. But although you have variety of food, but in each variety you have limited amount of food. You have rice, you have bread, you have meat, you have sweet, okay, variety of food. But in each variety, you have limited food. So it is not fair that I take only one variety. I like kebabs. Okay, since there is so much bread there, people can eat bread. Right? Since there is so much rice there, people can eat rice. Well, I am going to take all the kebabs in my plate. That is not common sense, and also that is not fair. Well, you should think. You take kebab for your share. Take whatever you like for your share. Later on, if there is left over, there is no harm as such. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. This is the beauty of reading hadith, that we are mentioning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, Allah's rahmat descends. Allah's mercy descends. We cannot imagine how much mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla descends. Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu anha, she said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يجوع أهل بيت عندهم التمر. A family does not go hungry who have dates. A household who have dates, they don't go hungry. Ajib. Nowadays people say, what do we eat? What shall we eat? Keep dates at home. Dates are food. Dates are full food. I have asked some doctors. They told me it is full of nutrition. Obviously, in moderation, anything in moderation. But it is full of nutrition. If you eat dates and have some milk, it is full-fledged meal. It ticks all the boxes. Ajib. La yajoo'u ahlu baytin indahum al-tamr. You know, our children, instead of having these candies, which have nothing except color, many of these candies, there is nothing inside except sugar and color and some flavors. Well, let them eat dates. And dates, they don't go bad easily. You know, you can keep them longer. And in fact, there are techniques, and you can even keep them for a really long period of time. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ قَالَ يَا عَائِشَةَ بَيْتٌ لَا تَمْرَ فِيهِ جِيَاعٌ أَهْلُهُ قَالَهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ وَثَلَاثًا رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ. This is the hadith of Muslim. He said, Ya Aisha, a house, yani a household, a house where there is no debt, the people of that house are hungry. A house in which there are no debts, these people are hungry. And Rasulullah, he repeated that twice or three times. Twice or three times. Like people like to have desert. Well, this is the best desert. You have guests and you don't know what to offer. Well, keep dates. Keep dates and give them some water. Keep dates, give them some milk. Right? It is a full and perfect food. Sayyidina Sa'ad radiyallahu anhu, he says, I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, من تصبح بسبع ثمرات عجبة لم يضره ذلك اليوم سم ولا سحر أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now, you see, because date was common food in Arabia and also in Medina, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned the virtues of dates. For sure, it is because of the date. And also because of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, you appreciate what you have. In every area, in every region, in every part of the world, you have some food that is available easily. Appreciate what you have. Instead, we are thinking, oh, there is a fruit in China. I am trying to get that fruit here. Unfortunately, we don't have access to that fruit. Right? I'm so sad, I'm so upset that I am not eating that fruit. Well, what about the fruit which is available? Somebody told me that some people are importing some fruits which is $400 per piece. $400 per piece. And this is a new trend now. This is a new trend that you look for fruit which is $400 per piece. If Allah has given you, there is no problem as such, but there is nothing to worry. Appreciate what you have in your area. You know, in some areas you have easily available some fruits, some mangoes, apples, oranges, you know, berries, strawberries, whatever. So whatever is there easily available, appreciate that blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, whoever eats 7 ajwa dates. Ajwa is a kind of date which is black, and it is one of the dates of Medina. Whoever eats 7 ajwa dates, لَمْ يَضُرَّهُ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ سُمٌّ وَلَا سِحْرٌ. On that day, no poison harms him and no magic harms him. Muttafaqun alayhi. This is the hadith of Bukhari and Muslim. This is the hadith of Bukhari and also Muslim. If a person eats 7 ajwa dates in the morning, no poison harms him that day, and no magic also harms him. Some ulama, they have said this is because of the barakah of Medina and because of the blessing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How it's going to happen, Allah knows. And why 7 dates? Why not 8 dates? Why not 5 dates? Well, this is something known to Allah Azza wa Jalla. There is something special about numbers. Maghrib is 3 rakat. Why not 4? Fajr is 2. Why not 3? Well, Allah, there is something special about 2, so it's 2. Something special about 3, so keep it 3. So if you want to have the blessing of the ajwa of Medina, you have 7 in the morning. So on that day, no poison harms and no magic also harms. Such hadith, they have to be understood in the context of iman and yaqeen. A person has yaqeen in the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will deal with him according to his yaqeen. Allah will give him according to his faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person doesn't care, let me give it a try. It may work, it may not work. Well, Allah is not in need of him. to give any certification to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah will give him according to his hope. For example, in Surah Fatiha there is Shifa, right? Surah Fatiha is Shifa. There is no doubt about it whatsoever. But there is Shifa for somebody who is seeking Shifa. There is Shifa, somebody who has Yaqeen in the Kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. A person who does not have Yaqeen and he says, I have tried everything, let me give it a try, it may work. If it works, it works. Well, Allah is not in need of him to prove or to approve Allah's Kalam. Allah's Kalam is beyond and far above than anybody's approval. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us understanding and tawfiq to appreciate the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and may Allah give us tawfiq to apply these simple teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our life. These are very simple teachings, but we can slowly incorporate in our life, you know, having simple food, having less food, having healthy food, having food while being mindful of others, having consideration for others, having food and also sharing food with the people who are poor and with the people who are in need. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.